to an episode of Light the Lamp here on Duckstream. As always, I am your host, Alexis Downey. So good to be back in the Paul Correa studio today. And we have a special episode for you. I know Duckstream, we've been a little bit quiet over the last month. We took some time with the Olympic break to, of course, watch all of the hockey, but all the other amazing events that went on as a part of the Winter Olympics. And now we're back into the thick of it. March is going to be a crazy month for this Ducks team. But it's also going to be very important. We have the trade deadline this week, and we have a whole lot of home games that are going on right now. And then the team hits the road again. So many games just in general throughout this month, and very important games as well as the Ducks ramp up to get ready for the playoffs. I'm saying that with crossed fingers right now. You can't see them, but just giving you an idea of what that looks like, because they're sitting in a nice spot right now. And I think that they can certainly keep it up as this month progresses. And of course, a little bit into the month of April too. So on the end of the Olympics, that's what this podcast episode is all about. Today, I had the chance to catch up with all of the Ducks Olympians that represented their individual countries. It was just an amazing experience for all of them. That was my biggest takeaway in chatting with the four guys. Of course, there were five representatives for the Ducks, Damian Clara, that other representative for Italy, and he had a great showing in the net for them. But this episode is with the four Ducks players that are, of course, a part of the team right now. And this will include Jackson Lacombe, the gold medalist with Team USA. What an incredible gold medal game that was. And even though Jackson didn't get into the game action, he had an amazing experience, got to learn a lot from it as well. And you're going to hear from him in just a second. But we're also going to have Mikhail Granlund, who came away with the bronze medal. Interesting story behind how he was able to bring his medal back here to Southern California. We jump into that right off the bat, so I don't want to spoil it, but we're just happy that he was able to get it back. And then, of course, we have the captain, Radko Gudas, his second Olympics, and his family was a big part of it, him and Czechia. And then the final interview we'll have for you today, Lukáš Dostál, his first Olympics. What a showing he had in that quarterfinal game against Canada. So close to taking them down. Unfortunate the way that one ended, but we chat about some of his favorite things as a part of this Olympics, you know, talk a little bit about the food in the village, what life was like. So all four of these interviews, a little bit different for you, but happy to get each of their perspectives. So without further ado, let's jump into the first one with Jackson Lacombe.
We're here with the Olympic gold medalist, Jackson Lacombe, who is sporting the hardware. Jackson, congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah, it's exciting.
How does it feel to bring it back here to Anaheim? And
yeah, it feels pretty surreal, obviously. It's an exciting thing representing your country, and it was a huge honor for all of us. So, yeah, I'm just so happy I could be a part of it.
Well, I'm excited to go through kind of the whole process and what it was like getting to be in Milan. So, had you ever been there before?
I've not. That was my first time in Italy. So, yeah, first time.
What'd you think?
I thought it was great. I think the food over there was tremendous, and you know, the whole experience as a whole was great. Obviously, the hockey, being part of the team and representing our country, was definitely my favorite, but just as far as the cultural things, it was definitely new.
I'm glad you brought up the food, because that's something I talked about with Radko and Lukáš, and they were talking about their favorite meals and whatnot. Did you have one in the village?
I did. I think in the village, the hot topic might be the pizza. I think we had a little competition with our team who could eat the most slices, and might have been towards the top a little bit, but so I like to brag about that. But no, it was all great, and every time we had to go to a restaurant or go out and eat, it was so good. So we enjoyed it.
Were you number one? Are you saying
for the pizza count?
Yeah.
I might have been one or two. I don't know. I was at the top, but no, I was up there for sure. But it was good.
As far as just being in the Olympic Village, did you have any expectations for that? Did anyone tell you kind of what that would be like, or was it all a surprise?
It was kind of all a surprise. I think each Olympics is different from what I've heard, and you know, you get there, it's kind of like a dorm style, like two person to a room. And luckily, I was with Brock Faber, and we played together in college, so that's why I said that, because we were already good buddies, so we just kind of clicked right away, and I had a blast. Obviously, everyone was hanging out, and we were all on the same floor, so we could just mingle and play cards and do whatever, so it was just awesome.
Having Brock alongside you for this experience, being roommates again, you know, did you fall back into any of those habits from the college days?
Yeah, we still, like, stay in touch, so we're still close buddies, and we just kind of I guess, resume where we left off. And, so we just do the same old shenanigans we used to do, which is fun.
As far as the actual on-ice play, let's talk about that a little bit with the team. You know, getting to be around that group, what did you learn from the experience?
Yeah, I didn't play any games, but just being able to practice with those guys, they're so good. And the way they approach the game, the way they handle themselves, the amount of pride and honor they play with in those games was something that was so important to me to watch. And I look up to so many of them, but just to play with them was even more special, and I just learned so much.
Being at each of the games, what did your setup look like? Because I think I saw a picture on Twitter. You had a little monitor in the back for the gold medal game.
Yeah,
that was
for the last game. I think we kind of head down early and get dressed. There, obviously, we had to be on the edge for the ceremony and stuff like that. So a few of us head down there after the second period, and then normally we're just watching up in the press box, but we head down there and obviously got dressed. We were watching the overtime on like a little screen right by the kind of where we go out for the ice, and it was like kind of the only live screen around that we could watch on, and we didn't want to be too close to the ice. So we watched on there, and then obviously we scored, we went crazy and ran out there, but it was cool.
What were the emotions of watching that moment?
It was, I mean, surreal to say. I think sure all the guys have said plenty of stuff about it and really emphasized how much of an honor, and we grew up watching USA Hockey, you grew up watching all the guys that played before you, and just to be a part of that just means so much to be an American, and you know, we're also proud of that. We also like love our country so much, so just to be able to represent that is so special.
So how many messages did you have on your phone after that game?
There was a lot, yeah. I think, I don't know, maybe whatever it was, but obviously I was just so excited for our team, and so it was pretty cool to see.
So now you have some new relationships with some of the guys on this team, you know, getting to now maybe see some of them down the stretch here. Yeah. What is that going to be like?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I think whenever you get a chance to play with obviously elite players like that, it's so cool. And just to build friendships and relationships with them was tremendous for me. I know there's a couple of Minnesota guys on the team, and just guys you see around the league is going to be so fun to kind of interact with them again. And I'm just good to see him again because we shared something so special. So, yeah, it's really cool.
Your family was there, correct?
Yeah.
Were they there the whole tournament? Or
they got there a few days late, so my two sisters and my parents came. And, yes, they had a blast. And they were going out there seeing different sites and stuff and obviously coming to the games. It was really cool for them, too. So, yeah, they had a blast.
Did you get to take in any other sports? I know that the villages were kind of all spread out.
Yeah, they were separate, so it wasn't really possible for us to go to the other village and see any of that stuff. Just the timing was just too difficult. But I know guys went to speed skating, figure skating, just whatever was close to us. There was only a few events, but we went to a lot of the women's games, and supporting them was really cool. So, yeah, for us, it was just cool to see those.
Yeah, how special. Two teams, women and men, they both get the.
Yeah.
You guys both get the gold.
Yeah, a lot of us kind of knew them before the tournament, just if you played with them or same schools and whatnot. But we were in the same building in the village, so to be able to interact with them was really cool. And we were super close to them, too. So to see them win was so special, and we were all really excited for them.
As far as your gold medal, when you brought it in, it's heavier than people would expect.
Yeah, so I think it carries a little more weight than you would think, but it's definitely heavier on the neck, too. So,
where are you going to display that one?
I don't know. I think obviously it's going to have a special place in my house or wherever it is, but maybe I'll find something to do with the jersey and the pictures of the team and stuff, and I'll figure it out, but hopefully somewhere safe. You know? So, yeah.
Awesome. Well, Jackson, too, your travel back here, I'm sure it wasn't easy. There's a lot of storms on the East Coast right now.
Yeah, it was tricky, so we had to be rerouted a bit, and it's a long travel, but just happy to be back here with the team and excited to get playing again.
Looking forward to the rest of this stretch of the season, an important one certainly for the group, but congratulations, Jackson.
Yeah,
so awesome, and we were all cheering for you back here.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's a huge honor, so I'm just excited to be back.
We're here with Mikhail Granlund following his experience at the Olympics. He even brought his bronze medal with him. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a cool experience.
So I heard that there was a little bit of chaos in the travel back, especially with your medal. Was it? Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
It was eventful travel, and all our stuff got stuck in somewhere in Europe, and my medal was in there, so it came back a few days later, so I finally got it. But it was eventful travel, and good to have my stuff back, obviously.
Were you nervous with the medal being in the luggage?
No, they usually show up at some point, so I didn't really need it at any point. So
yeah,
but it's obviously good to have the medal and everything else too.
Yeah, all of that certainly was all of the gear that you got from Finland in your luggage. I'm assuming too.
Yeah, everything. My hockey gear. Everything. Yeah, my hockey gear. Like everything. So yeah.
Yeah.
But it happens, right?
Yeah, certainly. And it's great that you were able to make it back too because of that snowstorm, as we were just talking about. But let's dive into the Olympic experience. Your second Olympics. Did it differ from the first one?
No, not really. I mean, obviously, you're in a different place, but same time, it kind of the feeling, the Olympic feeling, living in a village, it's the same. It's really unique and it's awesome. So I loved my time again in Olympics, and yeah, it's tough to say. You just play hockey, right? So but the feeling is the same.
I asked a couple of the guys what their favorite meal was in the village. Did you have one?
I don't know if I should say this, but I don't think the food in the village was really good. So okay. There was only pretty much one dish I could eat.
Okay.
Pasta ragu. That was pretty popular, I would say, with everyone around the village. but yeah, we got enough food.
Yeah. Were you able to get out and explore the city at all, or was the schedule kind of just difficult for that?
Yeah, obviously we had some time off to explore the city. I've been in Milan before, so there was nothing new to me. But at the same time, there's great restaurants. Obviously, it's a beautiful city, so it was good to walk around and got to see some stuff there.
Was your family there?
Yeah.
And what did they think of the whole experience?
Yeah, I'm sure it was great. You know, obviously, we got to spend some time with them too, but at the same time, you're there to play hockey and try to do as good as you can. So it was for sure a unique experience for them as well.
Well, as for the hockey side of it, you were the captain of the team. When did you find out that you earned those honors?
It was a while ago, I would say, maybe a month, 2 months before the Olympics. So I knew that. For quite a time, yeah.
And what was it like getting to lead the team, especially as you went into that bronze medal game?
It was awesome. I mean, obviously, it's such an honor to be a captain. And obviously, you grow up watching the Finnish national team play, and you know all the players. You look up all the players, but especially the captains. You know, like what they've done. So it was a great feeling. And obviously, just tried to do my best. The way I think it is, you just got to be yourself. There's a reason why you've been chosen to do that. So you just do your stuff as good as you can. And obviously, it was a really good team, good group, like it always is in Team Finland. So it made it really easy.
You guys played a close quarterfinal game against Swiss. What was it like getting to just finish out that game, knowing that you were going on to play for a medal?
Yeah, it was a really tough game. We found a way, that's one of those games, you lose that. It's pretty much a disaster. Mm-hmm. So we really battled back and we got the win and got the chance to fight for the gold medal. So it was a huge win for sure.
As for that bronze medal game, you did end up leaving it from that, but you were able to come back out, obviously enjoy the ceremony and everything. What kind of emotions did you have in that moment and in celebrating with your team, but with knowing everything that happened during the game too?
Yeah, it was obviously great to get back there and be there with the team. Medal in Olympics, it's always a great thing. Obviously, at the same time, you got to say, like, we really did want more. So, you have that feeling like we could have maybe got a little bit more out of that tournament. But at the same time, medal is great. And it was great to be out there with the boys.
Where are you going to be displaying the bronze medal? Where do you have a memorabilia area or anywhere in particular you're going to be putting that one? Also,
we'll see.
To the camera.
Oh, yeah.
So everyone can see it.
Yeah, I think I'm going to give it to my mom. I guess she has my other Olympic medal, too, and all my medals, I guess. So I'm sure she's going to put it somewhere nice. But, yeah, I didn't really keep it in my house to anywhere. So, I'll give it to my mom, and she does her thing, I guess.
Well, as for coming back here and being with this Ducks team, a lot to look forward to in this month of March. Certainly, it's going to be a busy schedule for you guys. But how are you feeling just getting back and, looking ahead to what could be with the rest of this season?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a busy month. Obviously, there's, this part of the season goes really fast. So we're in a really good path. Obviously, the team is playing really good. Hopefully, I can get back soon. So, it's pivotal, the month of March, and then obviously April. So we obviously want to make the playoffs, but we want to be in a good spot to once we get in there.
All right, Mikhail, thank you for joining us. Thank you for bringing your medal in, and congratulations once again.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We're joined by Radko Gudas, post-Olympics now, back here in Anaheim. Radko, welcome back. How was the travel back?
Thank you. It was tough travel, but it was a great experience. We're all getting used to the time change right now, so it's been a couple tough nights, but slowly getting back on the California schedule.
Really excited to dive into the tournament and just everything that went down in Milan. But for you, it was your second Olympics. How did it kind of compare?
One of my mom was, I was the second youngest, now I was the second oldest. So a lot of years passed right between those two games. But as equally, I would say I was pumped for both of them as much as I could. It's best of best hockey. You get to represent your country on their Olympic Games. It's been around for 1,000 years. So it's a special moment. And I think I enjoyed it a lot more with the kids than without.
This year, you also got to wear the A as a part of your team, getting to have that leadership role. I mean, you obviously have that leadership here too in Anaheim, but what did that mean for you at that level?
It's a great recognition, but also I gotta say we have a good amount of leaders in our locker room. A lot of the guys are big leadership roles in their team, so it's been fun to help them lead and be part of the big group, and especially on international level, going in for your country is always something something more that you think of, and just happy the guys are listening to some of the words that I can say.
So we knew going into it that your family would also be there. What was it like having them as a part of the journey while you were there?
It was great. They were pumped for every win. They were crying after every loss. So it was a big emotional roller coaster for them. But they enjoyed it. They explored the city. They found new friends from around the league because they all stayed in the same hotel with the kids as well. So a lot of new friends on the around the league. They get to play mini hockey with the other kids, and I think overall they had an unreal experience. Now they're paying the price with the time zones, but I think they enjoyed it as anybody can say they could.
And your daughter Tinka was a bit of a star too, all over social media. What did you think about that part of it too, just having her get that type of
role? She was excited. She was saying she's going down there to work, so she had her fair share of interviews. I think she did like 6, 7, maybe 8 guys, couple of wives too, couple other personnel around hockey. So we were grateful for her to have this opportunity to work with the Czech Olympic Committee and at the Czech House, and the guys that were willing to give her an interview. So she really enjoyed it. She had a blast there. She was cheering. She was making sure that the crowd is in the game, waving the flag, trying to get the wave around the crowd.
The wave, yeah.
Yeah, the wave.
So she's so trying she got to start. Going,
yeah,
too.
She's starting to get the wave going, and she was all over the tournament. Maybe more, definitely more social than me during the last 2 weeks.
Well, you talked about how this was your first time to Milan, and I mean, did you have any expectations going there? And you mentioned how good the food was, and what was the environment like?
Yeah, I had high expectation. It's the town of fashion, so when we flew in, actually, one of our luggages didn't make it, so it was Tinga's luggage. Everybody was telling her, "Don't worry, this is a place where you can get the fashion right away. So take take your dad shopping. So she was pumped for not getting her luggage. But it was a beautiful, beautiful town. We got to be close to Center City, a couple stations from the underground from where we were. And we had the chance to explore a little bit once we had some time off. On the other hand, we didn't really have much because the practices are in the afternoon. So it kind of throws a mid-afternoon time practice is not ideal for your time off, but yeah, when we had the chance, we did some exploring around.
Well, talking about fashion, we know that you love to wear your hats. Did you pick up a new one in Milan?
No, not unfortunately. I got some Czech hockey Olympic team hats, but nothing I can wear with the suit. No, so didn't do any more damage on that department and my closet. But I'm sure if you ask my wife or my daughter, they're gonna have a different answer to that.
A couple extra suitcases coming back.
Yeah, exactly.
Here. Well, as far as the hockey side of it, you know, you guys played in a huge quarterfinal game against Canada, and it was so close until the very end there. But can you talk about just how that game went from your perspective, even in the locker room, and what that was like for your team?
Obviously, with coming out of the group as a third in rankings wasn't the easiest, or we knew it's not going to be the easiest. We had to play Denmark. That's a very tough opponent, especially on international level. They know how to play defense, so that was a very nerve-wracking game for us and left a lot of our strength at the game on Tuesday. And then Wednesday, we had the big club that we lost 2-5-0 early in the tournament. So just two games in two nights are always hard to get up to. But I got to say, from what we did out there, everybody left all the strength, all what they have left on the ice. And I thought they played a great game, or we played a great game against each other. And the game had everything going all the way to the last minutes, where anything could have happened, some chances in overtime. Unfortunately, we ended up being on the wrong side of it at the end. But yeah, I'm very proud of the way the whole team performed. And I can say there's one guy that missed the opportunity to do something in the shift there. Everybody was going at 100%, and we knew if we won't leave it out there, we won't have a chance. And we went after them. We didn't give them too much respect. We made sure that we covered the center of the ice. Maybe we took too many penalties that we would like, but on the other hand, I thought we should be happy with the way we performed and let everybody know that Czech Republic can play with the biggest team and the biggest stage. So that was a big step for us as a nation.
To that point, too, you got to have Lukáš Dostál a part of the team. I know you've gotten to play with him on the international stage before, but what was it like getting to, you know, maybe kind of mentor him through these Olympics?
Well, he's took every opportunity that he could get and made the most out of it. He was outstanding very first game. He was a huge game against Switzerland. Then, unfortunately, we lost in overtime. But then the main important game not to get out of the game against Denmark, he was huge there for us, and playing back-to-back against Canada just tells you how mature and how much juices he has in his body. And I think for us overall, is even Anaheim, seeing him being able to perform back-to-back like this, games that are super important, you know, especially when we're striving to make the playoffs here, you know, he's going to be a main reason why we can have success. And just showing it on the international level, just going to have to give everybody a little more confidence in here in Anaheim to know this is a guy that can play big game, big moments, and he's not afraid to shine in those moments and steer the game in our way. So that's something you be really lucky to have in your organization and your team.
Do you feel like having played over the break, it'll make the transition back to playing NHL games easier?
Yeah, definitely. I don't really have a big break to not to get out of the game shape. So yes, definitely it's going to help. On the other hand, I see the guys are full of energy too after 2 weeks being away from hockey games. So yeah, it's going to have its pluses and minuses. I'm sure the rest is going to get given when we need it. But right now I feel pretty good. I had two practices with the guys. I'm excited to get back at it tomorrow. And yeah, hopefully play some big games coming up.
It's kind of funny too, the first game being against Edmonton, McDavid, and you just saw him.
Yeah,
at
just
the
saw him twice last 2 weeks. Yeah, so
so it's not going to be too different on that end. Obviously, there was a little bit of media attention too surrounding Sidney Crosby and all that whole situation with the hit. But for you, just being a part of that, you know, does it I guess, give you a chip on your shoulder going against Canada the rest of the year? Any Canadian teams?
Not really. I'm trying to play as hard of a game as possible every time I get on the ice. Doesn't matter what the opponent is. Everybody knows the way I play. Obviously, it's very hard to see guys get hurt. And you never want that. But that's an unfortunate part of hockey that things like that happen. And I'm just trying to play as hard as possible. And it's not going to be different for me if it's Canadian team or a team in our division that is striving to get in the playoffs. We're going to want to be in this phase and in their way of in our way of making the playoffs. So we want to do everything possible in our strength to make the playoffs. And that's the goal right now for us. Just one simple goal for the whole team right now.
Well, Radko, just a couple of last fun questions about living in the Olympic Village. I mean, you get to be around all these athletes from all over the world. What is that like? Did you get to meet anyone in particular that you were excited to see?
Yeah, definitely. You get to see the different body types for sure. You know, you can tell by the body types what sports they do. And then you go in the gym and before the games, instead of working out, we do a lot of stretching and just getting ready for like small warm-ups. And they are in their full workouts before their discipline, you know, so it's amazing to see different way of getting ready for your games or for your tournament or for their race. So it was obviously eye-opening. You get to chit-chat with a lot of different athletes, a lot of different countries. They all kind of stay together, but then 2-3 days later, they start mingling with each other. So it's fun to see a different perspective, you know, see the different routines, what they have. And I really enjoyed it. We had a lot of opportunity to meet with the Czech figure skating groups and with the Czech hockey team. We were close to each other and we had the same room to kind of hang out. So we got to see their environment and their ways of looking at things. So that was pretty fun. Fun parts of the days that we got there, but we get to cheer for the other sports. You know, they're on TV, and there's a different group and from different countries cheering for the same people. So it's pretty funny what kind of things are happening in the village, and just a hockey celebration or a sports celebration. You know, you just want to be around those people and see how they do it and wish them well.
Did you have a favorite meal?
In the village?
Yes, in the village.
Probably morning croissants. Those were on point, yeah.
Awesome. Well, Radko, congratulations on being a part of this year's Olympics. We're happy to have you back and looking forward to the rest of the season.
Thank you. Happy to be back.
We're here with Lukáš Dostál following his trip to the Olympics where he represented his country, the Czech Republic. Lukáš, welcome back. How was your
Thank
experience?
You. It was great. It was great. Obviously hoped for a little bit better result, but ultimately I had a fun time. It was great. Really the best tournament that you could tell with the speed and everything. So it was a lot of fun.
Looking forward to diving into all of it, but we're going to start with the opening ceremony because you were there for that. We actually got to see you on TV. All of the Ducks employees in the offices were cheering for you in that moment. But can you talk about being a part of that and getting to see all the countries come together?
It was great. Obviously, when we got there, we were waiting for like almost 2 hours to just get on the stage, and we just like walked through. And I was really tired because I was jet lagged, but in the same time, I was very excited, you know, to see it. And once we stepped on the stadium, I was like, wow, because the stadium was like massive. So it was a lot of fun. You could get to know, you know, different athletes right away from even the different countries. I was sitting there, I wasn't really the pin collector, but suddenly I was sitting there, I had some pins in my pocket, so I was just like walking around and just trading the pins because I tried to just kill the time. So so it was great, it was a lot of fun, and I obviously enjoyed the ceremony because it's once in a lifetime experience.
How many pins did you end up collecting?
I don't know, I have like maybe 15 of them. So
different countries, right? That's
yeah, different countries. Yeah, different countries. So it was fun. A lot of employees in the village or the people that just work there, like they always like ask you for the pins, and suddenly I was running out of pins. So I needed to ask our Czech office to like give me a little more. So it was fun. Obviously, it's part of it. Before I got there, I had no idea there's some like a pin trading or pin collection or whatever, but I think Jan Ruda from our team, like we kind of started it together, and he ended up like almost basically had so many of them. So that was impressive.
As far as getting to meet people from all over the world and other athletes, was there anyone in particular that, you know, you were a little starstruck to meet, or how was that, just getting to meet all these other athletes?
Not really, because, you know, I was hoping, because there are six different villages, so I was kind of hoping that we could see the different sports. But for example, you know, like a freestyle, like, you know, jumping, like ski jumping or whatever, like, we really couldn't see because it was 4 or 5 hours away. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of unfortunate. Like, our village really had only basically all the ice sports. So I didn't see any other sports, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But because the schedule was kind of, I don't want to say tight, but like, one time we had a practice like 4 PM, you know, then we had the next day we had a practice at 11, you know. So I know Pasaryang, he went to figure skating to see our couple like figure skate, but it was the day before the game. So I was like, yeah, I would love to go, but obviously didn't have a chance. So but yeah, it was the village was great.
Is that all they air on the TVs there? Just all the different events? They, assuming they have TVs in the village.
Oh yeah, there was a lot of TVs in the village, a lot of places where you can hang out. So that was really cool. Like, you know, you get the chance to even like, you just sit down, like for the coffee. I don't drink coffee, but like you get a chance to just sit down there and talk to the different athletes. And it's kind of funny because you suddenly realize that there's so many different ways how you can get to the Olympics and the way they got to the Olympics, and it's really impressive.
As far as the team, every team having, or every country rather, having different clothing and different gear, what was that experience like, getting fitted for that and showing up and basically having everything there?
Yeah, like I got there and obviously I already had my collection in my room, because I know Czech players that play in Europe, or the coaches and the staff, they could all pick it up before they went, but obviously they brought it for us. It was cool. I liked our like basically our collection. It was cool. It was a little bit interesting, the collection we had, because we had a shorts, we had kind of like I don't want to say leggings underneath it, but it was kind of you could definitely see us in the TV, because then I saw it back and you could definitely tell us they were Czech. So but that's, I feel like that's what is it all about, you know. Mm-hmm. That it's not boring, that it's something like interesting. So I didn't mind it in the end. But the rest of the collection, really nice stuff, and I kept it all.
Talking a little bit more about being in the village, did you have a favorite meal?
Did I have a favorite meal? Did Goody talk about a meal?
He did a little bit. He talked about the breakfast. Was it a croissant?
Yeah, the croissant was really good. Yeah. Croissant was really good. Yeah, not all the food was good. Mm-hmm. Not gonna lie. Obviously, the chicken wasn't good. For example, like it was always like overcooked. So, but I mean, yeah, like the pasta was good. Pasta was good. Pasta was really good. But you know, I know a lot of people, like, then I saw like a lot of people then were like ordering from somewhere else because the food was kind of the same for so long. So, you know, you just, and it was kind of nice from our Czech national team that we had a set up place, like the restaurant, like 10 minutes away, that after the games we could go for a dinner, or on the game days we could have like a pre-game meal there, because you know, some guys have a routine from the NHL, so there was a pasta, there was rice and all that kind of stuff. So it was kind of nice from our Czech national, like, or Olympic Federation, mm-hmm. that we could have a meal there, and you know, we didn't have to eat the same food all the time.
Did you carry over any of your game day traditions to the games in Milan?
I tried, but obviously the schedule of the games, for example, started 4:40 against Switzerland. It started like 12:10. So suddenly you realize, like, I had to break my routine a little bit, and suddenly you realize, okay, like, you're capable of playing. I was just telling it to Peter Budaj today that suddenly you realize you're capable of, like, you know, play the games without having your routine, what you have from the NHL. So that's something that's I might care here, because I always love to go like morning skate and always like be on the ice. But over there, like, I didn't really have a chance on the game days to go skate in the morning. So that's might be something that you know, when we played a lot of games, so take that rest and just be like ready mentally. So So yeah, obviously I tried to carry some of the routines over there, but the schedule was just so different compared to the NHL.
As far as the actual gameplay, I mean, obviously a big quarterfinal game against Canada. You had a great showing in that game in particular, but what was that whole experience like? Was it similar to NHL play? Did it feel different?
It was similar. Obviously, it was a best-on-best, a lot of NHL players. I don't want to say it was same, like it was really fast, like especially the game against Canada, like even the first game or then the game and quarterfinals, it was obviously, you have a really good skaters, really good players playing against you. So it was very high pace, but I was surprised how responsible everybody was because, you know, it's all about one game. So it almost felt like I never played a game 7, but, you know, it's basically like do or die, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, everybody was chipping the puck in and just, you know, not to try to make a mistake, so not to try to make any, you know, fancy plays, any highlight reel plays, because, you know, it can cost you the game. So that's what I was really surprised about, that even the best players in the world, they were just putting the pucks deep and just try to win those battles and just play the right way. So that was something I was really surprised of. And obviously, the games were in very high speed.
Did the tournament teach you anything about handling emotions? We know how calm you are always, but in a game, you know, like that quarterfinal game against Canada, just being in that type of moment, you just said, kind of like a game 7.
Obviously, it's a huge experience because, you know, you get the chance to play against the best players in the world, you know, even the games before. And that's something that definitely, that kind of how to handle the pressure, how to handle that moment, I'm going to carry over here and just, you know, try to transfer it to my toolbox. And if I had to like change anything, I didn't really like change anything, you know. I just went to the game and just tried to enjoy it. And because, you know, especially the first game, like you're there, you're standing there, and suddenly the puck drops and you're like, oh, you're playing at the Olympics against Canada, and you start a tournament. So I felt very honored to be there. But I felt that I was mentally ready for that. So that was something very positive that I was very happy about.
What was it like getting to have your family there?
Oh, it was great. It was great. Obviously, I could see my parents in the middle of the season. You know, you don't get to do that much, you know, throughout the year. So obviously, it was great to see my family.
And as you kind of look back on the experience now, do you have any other additional thoughts now being outside of it, being back here, just thinking back on it?
Great experience, obviously. First 2 days I was still I don't want to say sad, but a little bit disappointed because we were so close to a miracle. But you know, that's hockey, that's the way it goes, and sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. And obviously I'm gonna try to, you know, carry that momentum from the Olympics, because I felt that the tournament went well for me. So I'm gonna try to carry that momentum over here. And you know, we have a game tomorrow, so so already excited for that, because we have something really special here. And you know, I'm very excited to be back and play for the Ducks again.
Well, congratulations on getting to represent your country, and welcome back to Anaheim. We're looking forward to this last stretch of the season, and thank you for taking some time today.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations to all four of those Ducks players for representing their countries. Well, Jackson Lacombe, Mikhail Granlin, Radko Gudas, and Lukáš Dostál. Really awesome to see hockey back in the Olympics, and can't wait for more of that competitive international hockey in the years to come. Thank you, as always, for tuning in to an episode here on DuckStream of Light the Lamp. I'm Alexis Downey. Like I said, we have a lot more planned for you on DuckStream this month, so make sure to tune in wherever you get your podcasts, but also check out the video version of all of these interviews on the Victory Plus app.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.